Patricia Hall, H-A-L-L, 43056, today's 1/21/24. Miss Hall is a 67. I don't know if you got this or not. Patricia Hall, 43056, 67-year-old. Today's 1/2/21/24. This is a 67-year-old woman widowed with two children, one in prison, one passed away, period. She has a history of smoking and alcohol use, but not recently, period. She used to work as an office manager in the past, period. Currently, she's using a wheelchair to get around the house. She's very short of breath, getting up from the wheelchair to the door, which is two steps, causes her severe shortness of breath and desaturation, period. Other medical issues include HIV, history of pneumonia, shortness of breath. Patient inquired HIV through sex with a sexual partner. Also suffers from neuropathy, anxiety, depression, hypertension, coronary artery disease, period. Allergy, penicillin, surgery, L5-S1, back surgery, hysterectomy, total, gallbladder, cholecystectomy, cataract surgery, right eye, knee surgery, left side times 5, history of knee replacement, not able to walk at this time. Medication, see list provided. Family history, dad died of myocardial infarction, mom had stroke and died of pneumonia. Period. Review of system. Shortness of breath. Patient was on hospice at one time, but she fired the hospice company because she didn't like her nurse. She has cold pulmonary, history of pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, difficulty with any type of walk, even talking makes her short of breath. Period. As far as her HIV is concerned, she is currently taking her HIV medication. Her CD4 count is 864, which is within normal limits, period. COVID immunization is up to date, times two shots in the past. Let's see, social as above, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, obese. Rides a wheelchair around the house because no longer able to walk, requires help with ADL, has issues with bladder incontinence, wears a diaper during the day because it's too hard for her to get to the potty because of her shortness, to get to her, to the commode because of shortness of breath. On exam, we find Ms. Hall to be an obese woman in respiratory distress, even at rest. Her O2 sat is 87%, desaturates to 82 with any type of activity or walking. Blood pressure 140 over 92, pulse is 88, respirations 18. Heart positive, small positive, still with a gallop. Lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen, obese. Neck, positive JVD. Skin, no rash. Lower extremity, 1+ edema bilaterally. Neurological, a profound weakness, but no lateralizing symptom. Assessment, 67-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, shortness of breath. Patient needs her oxygen back. Since she fired the other hospice and palliative care company, she doesn't have oxygen. She's in desperate need of oxygen, period. She also needs rest breathing treatments on a regular basis, period. I suspect patient has severe sleep apnea, which requires O2 during the day and at nighttime. Patient desaturates very quickly. She's confused at times because of hyperperfusion, period. She requires help with ADL. She's hypoxic. She's weak and has bouts of bladder and bowel incontinence, period. Patient lives alone. Her kids either have passed away and one is in prison. As I mentioned, she also has a provider and needs help of hospice aides and nurses to keep her alive, period. Next number is HIV. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is obesity. Next number is pulmonary hypertension. Next number is sleep apnea. Thank you.